Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Got this great story here in front of me talking about Wally World, good old Walmart. They say they are refreshing their look of all their great value products. So the branding is just a little bit more bright and colorful and modern looking. They talked to some sort of executive there at Walmart, David something or other, and he said, shoppers like the quality and price of the products, but don't particularly feel very proud to display any sort of great value product in their home or with their families. And yeah, I can kind of see that.
Yeah.
You open up the cupboard and you got all those great value peas in there with the boring labels.
It's very simple. White and blue is all it ever was,
yeah.
Right? So what's the change, did they say?
Just the bright, colorful, modern-looking labels. I haven't seen them yet, but they are implementing them now, I believe. More than 10,000 items, including milk, chicken nuggets, that's right up your alley, and a bunch of other things,
okay,
too.
Okay, no, I see it. I like it. It's just a lot more, I guess, catchy.
Okay,
like,
good.
It catches your attention a little bit more than just the plain white on the blue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They launched that back in 93, so it hasn't changed in a long time.
Wow.
I will give props to Walmart. The Walmart down by me has completely revamped their store.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really, really nice when you go in now.
Yeah.
Like, they've got big, flat screen TVs everywhere showcasing products.
Mm-hmm.
They've got, like, all their athletic wear up front with like fitness models on all these screens. They have mannequins now.
Yeah, I know.
Have
Walmart
you seen
mannequins.
This?
I've
Walmart
seen
mannequins.
And also they have like entire bedroom sets set up in their
yes,
stores.
They do.
So just like, you know, a showroom.
Uh-huh.
It is very
like
fancy.
Living room setups,
yeah.
New colors.
Yeah.
I don't feel like, you know, you always feel like you got that competition between Target and Walmart, right?
Yeah.
Where you know you got Target people, then you know you got Walmart people.
Yeah.
But Walmart's looking a little more like Target now,
it's,
so they're going to be pulling some people in, I think.
Looks like Walmart got its taxes back and spent some money.
Right, I know.
Tax returns.
I mean, it looks really, really
does.
Good.
You know what it looks like, honestly? What it reminds me of, the new branding, is Reynolds Wrap. So
oh, totally.
Think
yeah, yeah.
of Reynolds
totally.
Wrap letters on mm-hmm. that blue background. That
sure.
is what great value looks like now.
Yeah.
So I like the upgrade. I do.
I'm following a couple influencers on Instagram that are like product people. They
uh-huh.
review products and stuff. And a couple of them are strictly Walmart people.
Yeah.
And I got to get some furniture for my basement. And, like, they've been showing off some chairs and couches and stuff. And I'm like, huh.
I know.
Am I really going to pull the trigger on this?
I guess time, right?
Yeah.
Once,
I'm
but...
like, am I going to buy a Walmart chair? Whatever. I feel like, well, the kids are going to be down there screwing everything up. So
exactly.
Might as well be a Walmart chair. You know what I'm saying?
You want a $1,000 chair down there?
Sure don't.
Probably not.
Sure don't. We'd like to send you on your way with a smile and a little knowledge. With three different stories, we call it PMI, a positive, a minus, and something interesting. Who's got the P today?
I got the P.
Go, Katie,
and
go.
This is going to start things off great because one type of exercise can cut your risk of developing 8 diseases.
Eight?
Scientists, yeah, scientists have found that out. And what it is, vigorous activity.
That's it?
Running, cycling, lap swimming, or climbing stairs. But they're saying as long as at least 4% of your total activity classifies as vigorous, you are substantially lowering your risk for a lot of different things. So
vigorous is a funny word.
Well, but again, like, I think it's anything that gets your heart rate,
yeah,
you know, maxed. And, like, you do it for at least 2 to 3 minutes at a time. That's what they're saying. So those
no problem there.
Yeah, those high intensity. That's funny. Those high
I wonder
intensity,
if that counts for some people.
Well, I mean, they say that. That's the thing is this depends on people's baseline fitness. So for some individuals, taking longer strides while walking can be vigorous exercise if it gets your blood pumping enough. But yeah, they're saying as long as you do at least 4% of your total activity, vigorous exercise, you're lowering your risk of dementia by 63%.
That's a massive number.
I don't know about y'all, but dementia makes me scared. Like, the fact of losing all my memories is something that frightens me so much. So knowing that my runs can help me with dementia, oh my God, I'm never going to quit.
Be running all day.
They're also saying type 2 diabetes, 60% lower risk. Chronic respiratory disease, almost 50. Chronic kidney disease at 41. I mean, again,
just proof that you need to move and circulate and get your heart pumping.
And it also proves how important cardio is. Yep. I know everybody wants to skip cardio when you go to the gym because you don't think it's giving you the muscles you need and not getting all jacked running on the treadmill, but it's going to help you. Other things too, like death from any cause. It's going to lower it by 46%.
Okay, good to know.
So
I'm going to go get my Vigorous on right now.
Exactly. Well, wait till after the show, will you?
You want to watch me get my Vigorous on?
I don't. I really don't.
You like to watch.
No, but I do want you to live a lot longer. Right. So if you need to run to the bathroom, you just let me
know. I will
know.
Run. It'll take me 2 to 3 minutes to go to the bathroom.
There you go.
I will push really hard.
Good to
I'm
going to
blast
Jamie.
A hole in that urinal.
Oh, don't bust a vessel, though.
I'm vigorous.
Like, don't create another problem.
All right, what's the minus?
Well, some commercial pilots are being reprimanded for a really odd reason. They were making animal sounds like meowing and barking on ATC, which is air traffic control, and the other pilots actually started calling them out for it. We have some sound here.
Meow. Meow. Meow, 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 meow.
So it's hard to hear pilots kind of talk in that low monotone voice, but they say you need to be professional.
Yeah.
And then also at the very end, after they bark at him, he says, this is why you still fly an RJ, which is a regional jet, which is essentially a jet that beginners start on.
Oh, my goodness.
But what are you doing?
That like they did that on
having
purpose.
Having the time of their
that
life.
Yes, they're doing it on purpose. ATC is where people communicate so that the planes don't run into each other.
Yeah.
And they said under 10,000 feet, you have to do immediate and like you know, the what is necessary, there's the word, necessary communication only, not barking and meowing at each other. Like,
it's funny while I'm down here on the ground, but if I was up in that plane with them,
if that was your pilot,
stop meowing. Like,
so right now they're facing, they're in some trouble. They're absolutely,
I would think so.
Absolutely in some trouble.
You can't be dead.
No, it's funny in and of, you know.
You stop it right, meow.
It's, Katie. It's funny while it's happening, but in all seriousness, there have been a lot of issues lately with pilots and flying things, so maybe don't bark on the ATC.
Be professional.
Kind of frowned upon, for sure.
Just a little bit.
All right, let's wrap things up with the interesting. There was a woman's online poll that had gone viral where one woman hopped on there and said, my husband thinks it's crazy that I use a washcloth to clean my body. He thinks it's either loofah or your hands. Which one do you use? About 3,500 ladies weighed in, and 50% said they wash themselves just with their hands. 31% said they use a loofah, and then way down at the bottom was the washcloth. A lot of comments, though, were making the case for the washcloth. I use a bar of soap. I've switched over to the soap. I used to be a loofah guy for a long time. I don't use the washcloth. It seems, for some reason, it seems kind of gross
mildewy to me.
I don't know. They say that you should because it uses less body wash than using your hands, more efficient at cleaning your naughty parts, and washcloths are also less abrasive and rough on your sensitive areas than the loofah.
And
that's what I always liked about the loofah, though. I felt like it was scraping the skin off.
Well, and that's the thing is, I feel like the washcloth also gets the dead skin cells off. You know,
it does.
So I use a washcloth.
Oh, do you?
I do because I like the lather. I do. I think the
rich,
loofah,
creamy lather.
The loofah gets lathery, but it's just a little too rough for my liking, so I like the washcloth.
Do you?
It's a little softer material, and it does the job. Gets her done.
Yeah. You don't want to use a white one, though, probably.
Shut up.
Do you go...
It's fine.
Do you do butt to face or face to butt?
No, you don't. What do you
head
mean?
To toe. Work down.
You
work
down.
You need to be aware
first.
Of what you're scrubbing.
Exactly.
Do you ever mess up and accidentally go butt to face instead of face
I'm
to
sure
butt?
I'm sure it's happened.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it's happened. Right? We know it's all happened to all of us.
And you're like, it's soap. It's fine.
That's the thing. You get to thinking. All of a sudden, you're lost in thought. And you're like, oh, no. What did
oh,
I
no. I just
butt
went
with?
Butt to face.
No.
I went butt to face. No. You are a butt face.
Hey, you're a butt face.
You're a butt face.
No.
There you go, guys. There's your, I'm sorry, your PMI this morning. Positive, minus, and something interesting with JKJ at Mix 100.